Welcome to the third hour. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything dairy cows. I'm Jace, Alex, and Holly. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. Coming up, we have Am I the Asshat? I'll have that for you. Then the dirt alert. And then some delightful boob tube bonanza.
Ooh.
Yep. And we'll end the show with Nicole Williams and a Nicole Kidman, rather, and a 911 call. Yeah. All of that. Okay, now before I get to, before I start doing the, what the hell is it called? Am I the Asshat?
Yeah.
Here's, I was scrolling through the Instagram in that commercial break, and I just stumbled across a headline, if I may take a moment to read this to you. This is in our file of where's the asteroid. This is all this. I have nothing more to say than just I would like to file this officially in our where's the asteroid file. Are you ready? Ready for the here we go. Man arrested after admitting he goes to Starbucks in the drive through naked to see the pretty girls.
Okay.
Ew.
Asteroid, please.
That's nasty.
That's so nasty. He goes to drive-thrus naked. Ew. Naked. Okay.
Ew.
We've had a good run, humanity has. Let's just wrap it up. Go ahead and give us our bill.
I mean, what kind of jail time do you get for that? Do you get fined? Like, what are the consequences? You have to wear parkas all the time in summer?
I think he went to jail, yeah. So.
Ew.
Yeah. Parkas? Disgusting. Yeah. He can. Ugh.
Decent, anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
I don't either.
Castration?
Oh, my goodness. It's 8:07.
I don't know. I'm really curious. What do you do about these
pervs?
Pervs. There's so many pervs. What
There's
do we
so
do?
Many. Can you imagine?
Put your clothes those on.
Poor, those poor, the poor Starbucks drive-thru employees. Or, you know,
yes!
They have enough problems. Man. I see TikTok. That's all, because TikTok feeds me nothing but angry customers yelling at restaurants unnecessarily. They have enough to deal with without now they have to worry about naked people. Oh, man. Naked people?
And they're like, think of the angle, too. I mean, depending on the height of that car, but sometimes you just get a straight view down there and you're just like, what? Why?
Yeah.
You are applying logic to this very illogical scenario.
You're right. We are, Holly. Yeah. You're right.
Why would someone do this? Because, they can.
Well, it's not quite sex offender level, but, you know, maybe we need another list.
Close.
Of pervs.
Yeah, the junior varsity pervert list.
Maybe. Gosh.
You can't let her in that, by the way.
No, you can't. They're not even going to give you a certificate at the banquet at the end of the year. Sorry.
Maybe they should let her and be forced to have to wear that letterman's jacket.
Oh,
or get a tattoo on your left eyebrow.
It says pervert?
Yeah.
I was fed. Maybe it'll come across your algorithm now that I've said it on the radio, because you know your phone listens to you. I was fed a TikTok video yesterday of this mom freaking the blank out at a Chick-fil-A manager because the sandwich wasn't, quote, plain. And he's standing there because, you know, Chick-fil-A has employees out with the little computer outside by the drive through. She was losing her mind on this poor guy. And he was polite up until a certain point. And then he just let her have it. And I thought, the abuse these people take. For sandwiches and fries, I don't know.
Yeah.
And TikTok knows I love this stuff, so that's all I get fed now. That's all it is people. Yeah.
And we just had a caller who said when she was in high school, she was working at a fast food joint.
Oh no.
And somebody did this to her, not once.
Oh my gosh.
But twice.
Oh.
What? Naked?
Pulled up naked in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
So gross. Again, asteroid.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
We pull these directly from the popular Reddit thread, Am I the A-hole? But we changed the name because we like our jobs.
Yay!
So these are written through the point of view of the writer. I just looked because, you know, the consensus tells you what everyone's voting on. Oh, this is usually I sometimes do and not the A-hole. This is the voting is going the other way. So let's see. Okay. Would I be the asshat if I told a couple on holiday to parent their child? Okay. I'm a 31-year-old man on vacation with my fiance, 36, and our daughter, two years old, at a family-friendly hotel. Think kids' pools and playground with lots of other families. And there is another couple with their daughter, 5. Let's just call her Jess for the sake of the post, he writes. Jess, obviously not her fault, he writes, is looking for attention that she's not getting from her parents. Both my fiance and I have politely told her that we are there to play with our daughter and make sure that she's safe in the pool as she's only just learning to swim. We've had to do this because Jess is incessantly talking to us to the point where you literally couldn't get in a word edgewise to encourage our own child and keep an eye out on her. At least 3 other families with children have decided to get out of the pool because Jess is in their personal space and simply won't leave them alone, as well as a few older couples, obviously just trying to relax at the resort. In the 3 days we have been here so far, we have not seen her parents spend any time in the pool with her, and they seem oblivious to the fact that she is getting in the way of other guests. I have seen the dad in the pool in the deep end while Jess was harassing other people in the other end of the pool. Also, we have heard her ask multiple times for the parents to join her in the pool, only to be flatly refused, even though the dad would happily swim on his own in the deep end. So yeah, would I be, so it's a little twist here, would I be the asshat if politely as humanly possible told them that if they're going to come on holiday as a family, then they should spend some time in the pool as a family or some sort of wording. How did he write that? I'll speak it in my own language or some version of that. 651-641-1071. I guess the question is, it was a poorly phrased final paragraph, but basically, should he talk to the parents in any way, shape, or form? I think he's just saying in general, because it's a WIBTA, should he talk to them and say something? I'm not even sure what he wants to say to them, either, hey, your daughter is bothering people, or hey, parent your child. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Please call us and join the conversation. Alexis, what say you?
Oh, I would need to know the temperament of the other parents. Because is it your job or is it like the hotels? Would you go say something to them? I would hope we live in a society where we could just say, hey, your kid is like over here. My kid is, we want to leave because of it, but we want to stay. Can you just watch your child? Oh, gosh. Sorry. I'm just thinking this out loud because
you should.
It's definitely nuanced. And I would say in this particular situation, oh, man, if it's possible to talk to the parent, I don't think you're the asshat by just saying, hey, your daughter's looking for your attention over there. And they keep ignoring her, right?
Yes.
Because this happens at the playground a lot, but would I ever say this to a parent? We just pivot and go somewhere else. Because this does happen all the time. Now, when you add a pool in the situation, it's different.
And there's
different.
Nowhere else to go.
Right.
And again, nuanced.
Is there a lifeguard there, you know? Like, would a hotel worker there be better to take care of it?
Well, Colin just texted me. He was reading some of the comments, and the majority of the comments voted asshat because they think the solution would be to talk to the hotel and empower the hotel deal with it.
Especially since multiple families have left.
Yes.
Because that's why I started with the temperament. You never know how this parent will respond to that being, you know, asked to watch their child. Clearly they're ignoring her. Without supervision already.
Yeah.
maybe they just, yeah. Oh,
Holly, what do you think?
Yeah, go to management with this. Yeah. Talking to the parents, clearly, if they're already being somewhat neglectful of their child in a dangerous place, because let's be real, pools are dangerous with children, and you have to be aware. If they're not aware of their child in a dangerous situation, then that speaks to me that perhaps they would not be receptive to being like, hey, watch your child. So then bring management into it. Be like, you know what? We are concerned about safety. We have heard things. It is our responsibility to talk to you. And then they can deal with that as they would.
And don't go up to the manager naked. I just want to throw in both stories. Please. There. Don't approach them naked. Yeah.
Wear a towel.
Who do we have on the phone? Who do we have? Combining the Starbucks story. Who do we have on the phone?
Jamin is here.
Hi, Jamin. Welcome to the show. How do you feel?
I think you're 1,000% right. Go talk to the management. It's their responsibility to help out families, and this would be a good help. And I think Holly's right about the safety issues. So I think you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Thank you. Right,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Pools are so dangerous for children.
Very.
And you have to keep an eye on them. Absolutely. Eagle eyes, you know, and I'm assuming that there probably isn't a lifeguard at this resort pool, or there may be, I don't know. But as a parent, keep or a supervisor of children, keep your eye on them
with your kid.
Yeah. Things can happen so quickly in a pool.
I have no, I give zero blanks. I would absolutely, if that kid kept bothering multiple guests, I'm going to be even more crass and uncaring. I don't even care about the safety aspect of it right off the bat. I would just be like, I mean, obviously, I mean, hello, I wouldn't want anything to happen to the kid. But observing with my own eyes, if I kept seeing that kid bothering, especially, you know what got me? The elderly couple.
Yeah.
They are just, girl, let Velma float around that pool.
Yes.
Let them relax. And if that kid is bothering, now look, one little thing, whatever. But this guy made it seem like it went on for 3 days. If this kid kept bothering multiple guests, I'm absolutely telling somebody.
Okay, but you're not telling the couple. You're telling.
I'm not telling the couple. No. All right, gotcha. I ain't getting into that. No, that's not my job.
Right. That's right. Right. Exactly.
You are opening, I think, a whole other can of worms.
I just didn't know if you were going with, I don't care. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. Yeah, you're right. And then go to the parents. It's like,
no, you're right. I should have been more clear. No, I give zero F's, but.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to Phil at the manager's desk. Hi, Phil.
hello.
You have little Vicky from Small Wonder out there terrorizing everybody. Yeah. She is Drew Barrymore and Firestarter. You better get out there. Yeah.
Oh no.
You have Damien Omen 3 out there.
Damien?
Bothering Edith and Archie. Get out there.
Yeah, you have the bad seed and she's going swimming.
Am I the ads hat? We do this Monday and Wednesdays in the top of the third hour right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. Holly Roberts, who does not need adult supervision and doesn't bother people at pools, will have the dirt alert when we.
Ooh, how's your roof doing with all of this rain? Do you have some leaks in your attic? Do you have some shingles that are kind of sideways and going, ooh, that doesn't look good up there? Well, now is a great time to have JTR Roofing Inc. come out. It's jtrroofinginc.com. They can help you with your storm damage, any roof installation, any types of materials, asphalt, shingles, cedar shakes, metal, slate, and more. They've got you. Storm damage is their specialty. And of course, they can help with other projects as well. They can help with your siding, your soffit, fascia, gutters, windows, decking. Get a head start right now on those spring projects. Have JTR Roofing out for an estimate. They've been live and local in our market since 1992, getting the job done. They have a lot of experience working with insurance. The number to call is 651-777-7394. Mention me or my talk. You can save up to $1,000. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here we are. Jason and Alexis in the morning. If you're wondering what's happening in pop culture, entertainment, Hollywood, the porn business. I'm sorry. Holly has it in the Dirt Alert. Right, Holly? Oh,
yeah, wow. That's right.
Adult film industry.
Yeah, here. Unfortunately, I cannot cover the porn beat.
Not today.
We do have some entertainment stories for you, including one about Pauly Shore, who wrote on Instagram that he was up all night crying after Richard Simmons continued to publicly distance himself from the biopic on his life that Pauly Shore is attached to star in. Now, a little teaser of this dropped at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year, about 10 minutes, a short film starring Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. And that film is currently in development to be a feature-length feature. It's called The Court Jester. But apparently, Pauly Shore was really upset that Richard Simmons is not here for it. He posted earlier this week, Richard Simmons, I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I do not approve this movie. I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie.
As much as I would love, selfishly as a fan, as much as I would love to see a Richard Oot in a boot and doing interviews, and as much as I would love to see a rom-com, I think in various ways, too many ways, Richard has made it very clear he wants to be left alone. And I'm sure, I know Pauly Shore has the best of intentions. I'm sure Pauly really wants to do this for all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But it's very clear that not only does Richard not want to do it, he continues to just want people to leave him alone.
Well, he wants to do it on his own terms.
He wants to do it on his own terms.
Here's my story from me.
Yeah.
Well, now Pauly Shore wrote, he's like, Richard, how do you not approve of this movie? I mean, really, who's better to play you in a movie than me? Leonardo DiCaprio is not going to play you. Brad Pitt's not going to play you. I'm perfect. Everyone already thinks I'm you. We're the same. Now, Pauly Shore wrote that Richard Simmons hadn't even heard the pitch for the movie. And Pauly Shore reaching out via social media if Richard Simmons would be interested in going to that meeting so that they can disclose some of the information about the movie that they're planning. It seems that Pauly Shore and the folks who are making this movie are very open to having Richard Simmons be a part of this.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
This also feels like a private conversation out in public.
There's that
I almost
too.
Want him to be like, to call, maybe he's not taking his calls. But to say, hey,
yeah,
I would be the perfect person. Because is Pauly Shore hoping that fans would jump on board and go, yeah, he is the right person? You know, it's like,
well, and the interesting thing about the Richard Simmons. So I spent like about a month ago, you know, working on something. I think it's going to be out this week. Anyways, an article just about Richard Simmons. But the Richard Simmons story, I think where perhaps I'm sensing Richard Simmons might be sensitive to it, is that he's the kind of guy who has put his persona out there so much and so brilliantly and so forcefully that he has deliberately kept his actual reality behind closed doors for as long as he's been famous. And he kind of alludes to that. He's like, I don't really go out. I don't have much of a personal life. This is what I'm doing. So perhaps he's afraid that this biopic is going to maybe psychoanalyze him in a way that he's not comfortable with or that's not truthful to his experience, because Richard Simmons is really good at selling Richard Simmons.
Yep. Always has
what
been.
He wants you to see.
Exactly. What he wants you to see, the story that he wants to tell you. He's got it down. Like, the best celebrities have their stories down pat. And maybe there is a fear that these filmmakers want to do something that he's not comfortable with. However, if you watch that short movie, it's up on YouTube right now, The Court Jester. I actually think it does Richard Simmons justice.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Paulie is a good person to do it.
He is. And I think that they're very thoughtful about Richard Simmons and how he comes across and the way that they're depicting him, that it's not critical. It doesn't make fun of him in any way. And in fact, it's like, oh, maybe there's a little bit more depth to the Richard Simmons story than maybe previously thought. It's not just dolphin shorts and sequin tanks.
And if you want a dose of Richard Simmons, I remember I told you guys I went through a Real People wormhole. Go to YouTube, search Real People Richard Simmons, because that's how Richard got his start. It was a profile on an old NBC show called Real People. Ooh. It is fascinating to see that profile from, I believe, 1979. So,
there it is. I'll link it on our show page.
Fabulous. When we come back, Holly rewatched a time.
Hey, it is Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. It's a new week. And another opportunity to be smart, with your money. And one way you can do that is by opening a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It is so easy. You can just do it online. Go online to rcu.org, open your account. Or if you want, you know, a little human touch, you want to make some new friends, you go to Royal Credit Union, make an appointment. You stop by your local branch. They're all across the Twin Cities. And you sign up for a smart checking account. It's smart because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fees. And your savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. And now, what's really smart is I have access to my money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Yes, no surcharge. Love it. Go to rcu.org to start your account right now, or go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, for more information about Royal Credit Union.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Join the fun on the late summer, early fall Bert Convy Show.
So cute!
It's a captivating show with lots of music, fun, and plenty of bionic chicken. So join Bert.
For the good time.
The fun continues on a knockout show, Easy Does It, starring Frankie Avalon, with guests dropping in like Annette Funicello and Liz Torres. Bert Convy and Frankie Avalon, Wednesday at 8, 7 Central.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Well.
Rude.
Very rude. That is no joke. ABC just completely gave up in 1976 in the late summer. They had Bert Convy. They wanted to give him a show. They wanted to air it in August, September. So they called it the Late Summer, Early Fall Bert Convy Show.
Dang.
Wow.
There was golfing to be had. People were on vacation going to the Riviera. Bye. We'll leave you, Bert Convy.
And I love that they promoted that the show also had the bionic chicken. That was great.
Yeah, wow.
The bionic chicken was there, too.
We'll bring him to the yard.
That's right. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Put on your assless chaps. Let's go down to the Ponderosa.
It's on the boob tube.
Boob tube.
You watched television last night?
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up. It's the boob tube bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my ass and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
We watch television so you don't have to. Holly, you rewatch something.
Yes. Over the weekend, so you were binging Baby Reindeer on Netflix, and I binged O.J. Simpson Made in America in its entirety.
Oh, that's nice. On Max, isn't it?
Well, this is now on Netflix.
Oh!
And that's why I wanted to bring awareness to this, because if you have not watched the docuseries O.J. Simpson Made in America, it came out in 2016, so it's been almost a decade. If you did not have an opportunity to watch it, maybe you didn't have access to it, get your buns to Netflix and sit yourself down and watch this. Now, you don't have to binge it. You can take it a little bit at a time because there is a lot of information in this docuseries. It is very dense, but it is a masterwork in documentary filmmaking.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It is so compelling. It's about seven or eight hours. But this really is the history of the United States in the second half of the 20th century, wrapped up around the life story of O.J. Simpson. It is amazing. It is so incredible. It explores and contextualizes the O.J. Simpson criminal case from the 90s. It contextualizes him, and it talks about race, celebrity, sex, all these things and how they're tied together so that you can really understand the impact not only of O.J. Simpson as an athlete, when he was an athlete, where he was contextually with the culture at the time, the meaning behind O.J. Simpson, also the trial itself. It does go into extreme detail about the O.J. Simpson murder trial. Gives you a lot of context for what was happening there in his personal. It's so incredible. I can't really talk about it because in a succinct way, other than if you need history lessons, if you want to understand this more and understand why it was a pivotal moment in American history, watch O.J. Made in America. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I don't think I've watched this.
Oh, it is so brilliant.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
I just kept watching it. I was like, I'm in. And I watched it Saturday night and Sunday morning because I wanted to be reminded of some details. You know, O.J. Simpson died earlier this month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've always been fascinated by this story as being a nexus in American history, a crux in so many ways, shapes, and forms. If we didn't have this, we wouldn't have had folks like the Kardashians.
Mm-mm.
And we wouldn't have, there's so much we just wouldn't have in the
media
way.
Media
changed, and it kind of goes into that too, because my personal relationship with that trial at the time in the mid-90s, I was so young, you get some of the details and some of the nuance and some of the ways it was being broadcast, but a lot of it was filtered through pop culture. It was watching things like The Dancing Itos.
On Leno. Oh,
on
my God.
Jay Leno. Mm. It was watching the media around this story. You know, one thing, I guess, before we leave this is things that I didn't really realize with the Bronco Chase. You know, the Bronco Chase. So O.J. Simpson and his friend Al, they're essentially running from custody at this point in their white Bronco on the L.A. freeway. What I didn't realize is that eventually that turned into a media circus in and of itself. People were stopping their cars on the freeways, hanging out on the overpasses, going to O.J. Simpson's house in Los Angeles outside of that. It turned into a mob scene with people just going wild for no reason. I mean, I don't think that they really kind of understood what they were doing, but people were gathering there right outside of his house. And what an intense scene that was, with O.J. Simpson eventually getting out of the Bronco and going into police custody. You know, one thing that they did have, they had a SWAT team set up at the house because O.J. Simpson was holding a gun. Mm-hmm. And they were ready to do what a SWAT team would do if they saw him holding a firearm. So the gentle negotiation of getting him out of the vehicle, and that was something I was like, oh, I didn't remember that. But so much. It's so worthy. I mean, teachers, teach this in your class. If you've got a history class, you've got something, assign this to your students. And I think it's that good and that important of a story to understand.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to keep saying wow, but the reason is because Lex, I'm with you. We were on the air.
Yeah.
I can't believe
this.
How do we miss this? Maybe we did. Lex, we're old. You know what I mean?
We probably speak for yourself, old man.
You're right, Lex. You're way younger than I am.
Kidding.
So I'm old.
But we are. We are, yeah.
But
we're laughing and leaking for a reason.
Well, Holly, on this, I always remember, well, I was quite old enough. I was at my papaw. I was at Betty and Earl's house with the Bronco chase. But whenever I think of this, and Lex, you and I have mentioned this over the years when we talk about Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
I remember Barbara Walters on the Oprah Winfrey Show talking about the Bronco chase and what a media event that was. And how they had never really seen anything like this, or they had never covered anything like this. And it really challenged the most seasoned of anchors to cover this live ongoing event. And so much so that Barbara gives the example, and it suffers in translation, and Barbara Walters obviously tells the story more, but it was so challenging that Peter Jennings was on the air for ABC, obviously, talking about the chase. And then Barbara was brought in, and it had gone on so long, and they stayed with it, that Barbara joked they kept going back to each other. Like, they wouldn't have anything else to say. And Peter would be like,
chase still on.
Yeah, back Barbara, to you. Do you have anything to add, Barbara? And then Barbara would volley it right back to Peter Jennings. And Barbara said it was one of the toughest. It was one of the toughest days of the job, just because there was, after a while, I don't care how good you are, there's just nothing else to say. And
chase still on.
It's now they're down the okay. They're
look at that white Bronco,
405. Yeah.
Well, wonder what kind of engine it has.
Yeah. Oh yeah, is it a V6 or a V8? We don't know. Is it automatic or manual transmission?
Yeah, good trip. Yeah,
yeah, but
good turning radius. I guess we'll see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So really, there should be a whole, if teachers, I'm talking to you, there should be a whole class taught about this documentary and centering this documentary and the subjects that are touched by this. I just think it's that important of a story to learn about, to understand. And the filmmakers do such a great job. It won a bunch of Emmys, won the Oscar for Best Documentary when it came out, too. So OJ Made in America, all of it is on Netflix right now. It's 7 hours. So, you know, take your time. Don't. It was raining yesterday. What can I say?
But yeah, exactly. Exactly. When we come back, a 911 call and congrats, Nicole Kidman.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk I'm sure you've seen the headlines over the past few days.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen talking about getting kicked out of showbiz again. We'll get into that.
Get back to comedy show. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Sure will be.
But right now, we need to say congratulations to Nicole Kidman, don't
we? Sure do. Yes, she is honored with an AFI Life Achievement Award. AFI, American Film Institute. Nicole, oh my gosh, did you guys see the stunning dress?
Oh, she looked amazing.
Oh my gosh, floor-length gold Balenciaga gown. Gorgeous, hair down. Oh my word, just stunning.
She's I'm going to wear a knockoff tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, please do, Jace. You would look hot.
Thank you.
Yes.
She is the first Australian actor to be given this high honor. And, oh, you know, so many people were in attendance. Of course, her husband, Keith Urban, Reese Witherspoon. And she is among so many who have won this award. Meryl Streep, she's the one who gave her this award this time. Julie Andrews, Denzel Washington, Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg. You know, she's among really great company there. Yes. During the ceremony, she teared up as her husband, you know, he was talking about how she, love in action really looks. Because remember, he had all those substance abuse problems when they first got married in 2006. And he went to rehab, like, right at the beginning of their marriage. And so, just the gratitude. It's just very sweet. They've been together 18 years. Lots of tributes from fellow Australian actors. Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, Kate Blanchett. So, it was just really a fun night, it looks like.
So, no Yahoo Serious or Crocodile Dundee. No.
Yeah.
Tribute.
Oh, yeah. No, no, don't see any of that.
None of the Crocodile Hunter kids are there. No.
No.
But I did see that Morgan Freeman poked a little good fun.
Yeah.
At the I saw that. I did see that part. So yeah.
Yeah.
The Morgan Freeman part. Yeah. That was good.
Just very sweet. She got her first Oscar nomination for Moulin Rouge in 2001, and then she won for Best Actor or Actress in for the Oscars for The Hours. In 2003, which that is a fantastic film. I love that. The book is even better.
Kate Hudson was just on Sunday morning yesterday, and she said she went out for Moulin Rouge, but then the moment she heard Nicole Kidman wanted it, Kate's like, okay, peace, I'm done. Thanks, thank you, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, well, she had her chance to be in a musical with Nine eventually.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, Nicole. Oh, okay. Yeah, bye. I'm done. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm busy now. Sorry.
Well, bye-bye. That was Nicole Kidman's big, you know, post Tom Cruise divorce
film.
Yes,
it was, girl.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, so what an honor. She was just grateful and just, you know, getting it done. What an inspiration.
What I love, too, is I'm old enough to remember when the press unfairly painted her as box office poison. In the like early 2000s, and there were a lot of fair weather friends of her, or fair weather fans of hers, and she persevered, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, and she's not afraid to take on interesting roles,
right?
She's such a versatile actor. She'll do the big Hollywood stuff, but then she's done. You know, during that time, Jason, she was doing a lot of small independent movies that were very risky for performers.
Absolutely. Remember The Others? I need to rewatch The Others to see if it holds up.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Really?
With the little kids in the house in World War II.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give away too much.
It's scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Came out around the same time as Orphan.
Ooh. Yeah. There was only room for one at that point.
I can only handle one creepy kid movie. Oh my god, we just got over The Sixth Sense.
We're gonna end on an unfortunate 911 call, right, Holly?
Oh, well, many an unfortunate 911 calls. You know, we've been talking about this year, that it's cicada season. The cicadas are back. The John cicadas, the big cicadas, the little cicadas. Well, they're emerging now. And they're emerging so loudly in one South Carolina county that people are literally calling the sheriff's offices asking why they can hear sirens or loud roars. Now, to give you an idea of what cicadas sound like, this is a cicada.
Okay. Okay. Oh, oh. Okay, that's annoying.
No, imagine hundreds of thousands of them.
Yeah, and their buns are wiggling. They're just the cicada fanny flapping. Well, the Newberry Sheriff's County office in South Carolina actually posted on their Facebook page saying, no, that's just male cicadas singing to attract their mates. After more than a decade of being dormant, you guys, they are horny.
Yeah.
And they want you to know.
And they want you to know. And it's their love calls. Yeah.
Ugh. Ew. That makes it almost worse to know that it's a call of passion.
What would you rather it be?
Not here it goes.
They're broing out or something?
Oh, right there. Right there.
Yeah. That's like Coco Pelli in there. Flute. Calling the ladies.
Yeah.
They're flapping their arse when they're doing that too.
That's correct.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's a lot of competition.
I wish that when I would flap my butt, it would make that noise. That would be great.
Now,
you know,
trillions with a T.
Trillions
of red-eyed periodical cicadas are emerging from underground this month. They are horny. They want lady cicadas or whoever cicadas. I don't know. They just want to hump something, and they are letting you know.
There could be some gays up in there, Holly. There could be some gay cicadas.
Yes, I'm sure there are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, apparently, their collective song, can be as loud as jet engines. And a lot of times, scientists who study them wear earmuffs to protect their hearing.
Lex, do you have any? Lex lives in the forest. Do you have any in the forest?
Luckily, cicadas aren't necessarily up here, so we're good. Thank goodness. I mean, there are other animal noises, but you know.
Like raccoons have insects.
The fox. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels.
Mm. Yeah, lots of natural yiffing happening in your backyard.
That would be so annoying. And the poor dogs probably go nuts when they hear that. They don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that it's horny cicadas.
It is horny cicadas. So what I'm saying is that, you know what? We did, you know what? We fulfilled the promise. There was porn news today.
We did. You are right. I mean, bug porn, but sure.
That's fine. Somebody's into it.
Somebody's into it. That's right. Somebody's doing it. Just saying. Don't forget to sign up for listener rewards. One Agora Integrative Health, skincare bundle, Taze, Fresh Mediterranean, gift cards to Lunds and Byerly's and more. Go out there and be yourself, right, Lex?
That's right, you be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience next. Bye for now.